Yep.
Mike is on. Oh, what up, nigga?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm glad to have me on the show again tonight. You know what I'm saying? I had to hype it up real quick.
Word. Oh, man, I got an incident I got to call you about after the show, man. Like, nigga. Yeah.
Do I need to take a flight?
No, not this time, man.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, hey, you already know, bro.
Not this time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Yoga, and we are the Troublemakers, and the other two will be on shortly.
You know they like to be late as hell. Pause. Right. Oh, I said pause this night. Just being safe, nigga. I don't know.
That was the pause moment right there. You know what I mean?
It was like everybody. I don't know.
You just said it for precaution.
Exactly. Man, how you been today, brother? You all right?
I'm good, man. All right, there's Gunner.
Oh, shit. Bang, bang. Shoot him up.
Hold on. I fucked up. Hold on.
All right. He's getting off and coming right back on. Pause.
I know, right?
That's a pause moment. Yo, you were so dead on with that meme yesterday about, you know, planning for vacations.
Bro, shit, man. We could all get on the group chat and shit. Somebody show up places. Yo, we need to go to that motherfucker, bro. Like, yeah, we need to go. And then when it comes time to planning,
nobody wants to do it. Okay, know, so right? All right, so there's Red and Two Guns. So
boom.
Hey yo.
Hey.
All right. So we got a lot of questions. So without further ado, why don't we just get into it? All right.
Hey yo.
Yeah.
All right. So Red, order of appearance tonight.
We'll keep it a little more traditional. So we'll do Mikey, myself, Gunna, and then you, Digga.
All right. So like I said,
I'll go after Mikey.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So Red's going to play pre-anchor.
Yeah. Right,
there we go.
Okay. All right. This is a change-up. This is new. All right. Yeah. So the first question reads, name one thing you like about Charleston or South Carolina in general.
My mom and them, all my mom and them down there, that's what I know about. It's like in some parts, like just like in most cities, in some parts is absolutely beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Walk around there and just not be bothered or whatever and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But me coming up from, or growing up in a big city like Baltimore, like I'd have been there and done that. But it's always good parts and bad parts to it. But I'd like the battery.
Gotcha. One thing that I used to do when I worked the other job, in between father to father, is every time I used to pass by Mikey's mama's house, I would take a picture for him.
He showed enough wood too, bro.
just so he wouldn't be homesick, you know what I mean?
Bro, every time, bro, I was like, damn it, that the outside of that house need to be washed, but I love it. I love seeing it.
All right, two guns after Mikey, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess you gotta love the weather.
Right.
You know, except when it's like 147 degrees and it's 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I was just about to say, like, what time of day? I'm
Well, you know, like year round, because you know it don't get too cold, but it's comfortable. It's a pretty city downtown, like you said, the Battery. You got the the Seaward Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a coastal city, so like living in Charleston, you could just go up and down the coast and it's still Charleston, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go from Myrtle Beach to Beaufort and it's like different shit but the same, you know, same scenery.
Same layout.
Yeah.
And of course, if you like seafood, it's always seafood.
Right.
Who are you? All right. Red.
Other than the weather, because absolutely love the weather down there. I think fall is probably the best season spent in Charleston. I'm gonna go cliche, and I'm gonna say the people, and in particular, this is gonna sound weird, but I'm gonna say the white people. Let me explain. yeah,
please.
And the reason why I say that is because, like I've lived in right outside of D.C. I'm up in upstate New York and stuff right now. But like the thing about the white people in South Carolina and in Charleston in particular is you get the mix of all the white folks, right? I mean, there's a higher percentage of, like, you know, the racist, get away from me, nigga, white folks. And you need those people to for that little extra motivation, I guess, if you will. But then you get like the mixture of the hey, I want to be cool with this black guy type white person. You get the white girls who just don't fuck with niggas, and then you get the white girls who have to fuck with niggas outside of their family circle. Like, it's a mixture of different type of white folks down there.
And you know what? I honestly wish I had that sound bite of you rapping with that white boy when we was out that one night on goddamn King Street. He said, chilling with this nigga from the Andy Griffith Show. I said, get the fuck out.
There's one thing though, when it comes to the whites, you're gonna get everything from barefoot and no socks on to high sediddy.
High sediddy. Oh, yeah. Sear suckers with suspenders. I've lived in like the city and things like that.
You said seersuckers, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why my mind processed that as spear chuckers. I was like, wait, what?
You get them, you get them too. But like, it's a mixture.
One thing, nobody was really blatant about it.
Right,
you know what I mean. You never
just the way they were writing.
Even if you went into a place and it was nothing but Confederate flags on trucks, it wasn't like you got a fear about nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And that's what I'm glad you said that, Gunnar, because that's what I'm kind of talking about. Like I said, living in other cities, everything feels a little bit more black and white. No pun intended, where like you can actually feel the difference and see the difference. Like down there, it's just like it feels like more of a mixture. And then like if somebody comes out and starts chasing you with like a knife and had the Confederate flag, it's like, okay, it comes, sometimes comes out as a surprise, but you're like, I knew it all along.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you knew places not to go. Like don't go too deep on Royal Road. Don't go too far back. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why I started choking when you said Royal Road.
Cause you know, you drive down Royal Road, you don't turn into none of them driveways or them trailer parks. You pretty much gotta wait till you get to Sangaree, and then it's like, okay, it's all right.
It's true though. It's true though. So one thing that I do love about Charleston is the weather, like everybody said. So, I'm going to give y'all a quick story. I remember coming home from New Jersey. I think it was like 2014, 2015. Mind you, in New Jersey, it was -2 degrees outside. So, I'm bundled the fuck up. I landed in South Carolina and had to buy a new set of clothes because it was 88 degrees. I was like, and that part about it was, it was Christmas.
Yep.
Oh hell!
It was
but you know what's crazy? Usually Christmas in Jersey is kind of warm.
Well, this Christmas, like I said, -2 degrees because it was right after what hurricane was that? It was right after a hurricane, and I remember it being like so freezing cold. So I'm in the airport, literally with two sets of sweats on, you know, a big ass North Pole hoodie, shit, you know. And I remember getting to South Carolina, and I was like, yo, it is hot as fuck here.
Nigga, I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I moved to Virginia, it was December, the week before Christmas. When I drove out with a U-Haul, and I had my car and a trailer hitch on the back. When I drove out of South Carolina, it was like roughly, it was like 80 degrees. When I got into Virginia, it was 15 degrees and snowing.
Right? Hell no.
Right. Like, I know, and I was I just, no, because it was, like I said, I was in, I can never say this word correctly, Newark Airport.
You say it like a white man.
How am I supposed to say it?
Right? Huh? Say Newark?
Yeah, Newark. That's how white people say it.
How are you supposed to say it?
Newark.
I was at Newark Airport.
How about Newark?
I was in. You sound like Project Pat. Newark. No, but I was at Newark.
Well, I was Newark, in Newark Airport.
I was in the airport, and like it was snowing and blizzarding and everything. And I remember landing in South Carolina. The first thing I saw was the Arthur Ravenel Bridge. You know, I'm like, oh shit, I'm home. When I got off that plane, nigga. I had to buy a whole new set of clothes at Walmart.
All you needed was some t-shirts and shorts.
That's what I bought at Walmart, t-shirts and shorts. So the next question reads, how do you know when it's time to leave a relationship? They don't realize we get a question similar to this every
week.
Pretty much. Hey, you got a lot of, we got different folks in different places that want to know how the fuck to get out of their goddamn relationship.
No, we're
about to say people. You got a lot of people on your timeline not knowing, like overstaying their welcome.
But shit, but one more time, how do you know when your relationship is done? Or pretty much,
how do you know when it's time to leave a relationship?
When you got to ask this question on the podcast.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
You got to ask this question on the podcast. Like, you should know. You know what I'm saying? If nothing is going your way, or you're not feeling the same way that you felt before, and if you done talked to this other person, male or female, whoever, whichever dynamic it is, y'all got to talk. All right? Talk it out. If it's not working out for you, press on. Just leave it alone. Don't rack your mind over it. Don't rack your brain over it. Try to do some shit that's not working out for you. This is a waste of time. You got plenty of your goddamn fish in the sea out this bitch, all right? Shit together. Come on.
Well, when you start questioning it, I guess, like, it, you know, yeah, so if you're not, somebody ain't happy if you're questioning it.
Yeah,
so right. You can't make it right in some type of way. Maybe it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you ain't got nowhere else to go.
All right, one more thing. Is my is Nas too loud in the background or?
Nah, you good. All
right, cool. All right, Red.
When things don't hit the same, you know what I mean? And I think, Diggy, you said this last time we had this question, when shit that y'all used to do, they just don't do it no more without any excuse of as to why. When you start questioning stuff that you ain't never had to question. When you go to drop her off at when you go to surprise her, drop her off some lunch at work, and she got the coworker dick in her mouth, like, it's time to go.
The worst husband.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. Shit. It'd be like that sometimes. Some of these folks out there.
A little tickle, buddy.
Y'all remember that scene with Wink and 8 Mile?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the radio station to see what's going on. Your girl getting her back blown out in the damn room next door. No, but for real talk, like, just try to surprise them one day at work and see how they act when they don't expect you being there. I bet you that'll tell you a lot of shit.
Or any other situation, to be honest with you.
Facts.
All right, so my answer is the same as always. You just know. Like, anybody who asks this question just needs confirmation. You asking this question lets you know it's time to leave the relationship. Just looking for confirmation.
Just like another love TKO.
And here's the confirmation you needed. It's time.
It's time. And the no, hit him with the motherfucking UFC and shit.
Time! So I thought Diggy said that more like Mufasa.
it's time.
Right.
Stop.
So the next question calls one person out specifically. It said, Two Gun called the last show mid. Directed at you, Two Gun. Do you think this makes listeners want to ask questions?
I mean...
I mean, technically, gonna they ask the question, but
if you listen to this podcast, you obviously ain't that sensitive of a person, first of all, or you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. So, being that what I said, I said what I said. The questions was whack that day.
Okay.
What? Nobody was like, nobody was really into the show. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It was a down show.
Yeah. And like Two Gun said, he said it was after Mother's Day because, excuse me, most of the questions that night were mainly from men.
Yeah. So,
yeah, so I guess I can go on to the next question, right?
Don't you get mad at me.
No.
So the next question reads, what is your favorite breakfast that you want your partner to make you after a morning smash session?
Let me tell you this. If I got some motherfucking grits, eggs, and bacon in that motherfucker, bitch, go ahead and cook that motherfucker. If I got some cereal, pour me a goddamn bowl. And I don't want them little ass bowls. Pour me a big bowl of goddamn cereal. Just saying. Okay. And you better not activate it before it gets to me. Don't you switch around that goddamn cereal. Bring the cereal to me. Let me activate that motherfucker. Then I'm gonna eat it. Just saying.
No, you activate the cereal by stabbing it with the spoon four times.
Three to four times. Just let y'all know.
That's how you activate the cereal.
There it is.
All right. Gunner.
I want them to make like a tree and leave. I could make my own grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh God!
Man.
Jesus Christ!
I'm single, so I can say shit like that.
Jesus Christ!
But God damn!
But what we about to do? Cuddle and watch Judge Joe Brown? No.
What if you was at their house, though?
I'm gonna make my grilled cheese to go.
God damn, man.
Right, hopefully they got white bread, because if it ain't white bread, it ain't a proper grilled cheese. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Right?
For me, I don't really care. If I can make my own meal afterwards, because I'm almost like gonna, like in the morning after that happens, unless it's like a vacation or something, or I don't need all of that. That's too much for me. I can get up, I can make my own bowl of cereal or anything like that. I will tell a story though, real quick. A real quick story. I do remember the first night I ever had Patron. Dig, I don't know if you remember the story. I think, I don't think Mikey was there, because I think he was, out military, but the first time I ever had Patron, and you know, had the little morning session, and old girl woke up and made what she made. She made biscuits, eggs, grits, and bacon. And I'm standing there looking, and she's butt naked, and she was had the bacon grease pop on her.
Whoa! Yo, Red told me this story.
I'm like drunk as shit, and I'm like, man, but I'm still cohesive enough. Like, man, bitch, you dumb as hell. I'm sorry. And look at listeners, it ain't nothing like you being naked in the goddamn kitchen cooking some goddamn food. Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul. But you might want to take a shower after that, because I ain't even gonna use pussy, bitch. You better go home.
You know, I don't prefer a bitch to be naked.
Well,
unless her titties like sit up. I don't like to hang down. I don't like to see nothing like hang. I don't like to see titties just out in the wind.
So
Red had this bitch in the kitchen like most people. But naked. Bourbon.
No, I sitting there cooking crap.
What happened was, it was like we went out, and I'm mind you, it's like It's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. We come back from this club. I'm pissed drunk because like I said, the first night I ever had Patron, and we must have went through like a bottle and a half, like, and I'm like gone. And then after everything, I wake up and I'm like sleeping in the bed. And I'm like, is somebody cooking something? So I get up, and it's in the kitchen. I was like, what the fuck? Like four or five o'clock in the morning, but ass naked, getting burnt by bacon grease. And I was like, all right.
And they're cooking sizzling.
So I'm very, very simple. I like patted sausage, eggs, and grits. Very simple.
There you go. Oh, you like the okay, the patty sausage. You ain't got no busted.
It has to be the patty sausage or Roger Wood Paul's.
I ain't gonna lie, breakfast. I like the patty sausage too.
Come on, yeah, because the patty sausage is the shit. You can eat it.
It's easier to make my sandwich.
There you go. That's it. You can eat it plain, make a sandwich out of it, put jelly on top of it, maple syrup on top of that bitch, ketchup on top of that.
You ain't got no biscuits with it.
See, I gotta get on my bougie shit. I would like a lightly toasted croissant.
So the next question reads: kissing one of your homies for $1 billion, or fucking an ass ugly bitch for $1 million?
I'm kissing one of the homies.
That's my nigga, we rich.
Yeah,
man. You know that shit mom in the episode of Atlanta when they went to go get their shoes?
Oh yeah.
And I missed that. Lord Jesus.
He had to kiss old boy to get those shoes. Listen, I'm gonna say this. I'm definitely kissing because I mean obviously the homie gonna know. It's for the bread, you know what I mean? And I ain't doing no open tongue kiss. They ain't clarify what kind of kiss it is.
Exactly. I was about to say that. They didn't clarify. It could be a peck.
Because it says kiss the homie. It could be a peck.
Yeah, I might kiss that motherfucker on the cheek. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
boom, nigga. Hey, I got you $100 million. There it is.
Right,
boom.
Right there. Yeah. Billionaire. I fuck ugly bitches for like free.
You know what it says? You know what it says?
Where my check at?
It ain't gay. It's for pay.
Oh my God! What are you doing? Hey yo!
It ain't gay. I'll pick one of y'all. Like I said, $1 billion.
Shit, nigga,
the first thing I'm doing a billion is yo.
$1 billion. I'm gonna slob your ass down.
We need Barry White to come in and say, pause.
Nigga, $1 billion? Nigga, we shouldn't even have to discuss this, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the first billion is a billion.
Ain't nobody gonna know about it neither. If you catch feelings after that, that's on you.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. that shit reminded me of the goddamn show Martin. Motherfucking Tommy, when Gina got the life insurance on Martin, motherfucking Tommy was like, $2 million. He said, I kill you
for $2 million.
Cold, stupid ass come out of nowhere talking about, I kill myself.
Word.
What? Listen,
I tell you what I'm not gonna do.
Chill. What are you not gonna do?
I ain't sucking no dick for no nothing.
Right. This just says kissing.
I'm just telling you, like,
go ahead.
No, I'm gonna say it like this. Was this a girl or a guy that asked this question?
It was a female.
Okay.
Of course it was.
The ass ugly bitch is like, yo, really?
No, sweetheart, nobody's fucking you for $1 billion.
With $1 billion, I can fuck a lot of ugly bitches. I ain't give you no money, bitch. I can keep fucking the ugly bitches. I got you some money.
Now you got to think about it. a kiss could go from 1 second to 10 seconds, but that sexual relations, you could might be in that thing for an hour and just don't know.
Hey, boy, you gotta fake that shit. Like, God.
You gotta give the money shot and all that.
Yo, no lie. I was fucking this bitch one time. I spit on the bitch's back so that I came.
I know you told the story on the show before.
Okay, that's dead ass.
And guess what?
I spit on a bitch's back and act like I came and put all my shit on left.
And still didn't get no money.
Still didn't get no goddamn.
For real, like I said, man, I fucked these ugly. In my past, I fucked some ugly bitches for free, man. Where my dollars at? Word. They might owe me a check, goddamn it.
So the next question is, when drinking, what is your drink of choice?
Well, what I'm drinking right now is motherfucking Bud Light.
I'm gonna say Mikey's answer is quick, simple, and to the point.
Yep. Yeah, I don't feed into the whole melee they got going on with Bud Light and they ads and shit like that and this and that, blah blah. Target is a different story. But Bud Light, man, I've been drinking Bud Light for years, man. That's just my drink of choice. My second drink of choice, of course, is Hennessy, and that's it.
All right, word. Gunner.
Cheer wine.
Okay.
I don't drink.
Point.
Really?
Red.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Shit. I didn't even know that.
If I do drink, it'd be like a fruity drink, like a Seagram's Jamaica Me Happy or some bullshit like that.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't think it'd be hitting though. I don't know. Like, I'm a very calculated drinker. Like,
yes, you are, motherfucker. God damn.
It sounds like it's gonna be a long answer.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm a very calculated drinker. So, like, anytime I drink, I have like a formula of how I drink. So I don't really have like a drink of choice. It just depends on what I'm feeling in the mood.
I think Rare drinks to whatever he's wearing.
You know what? I ain't never thought of it. Yo, I never thought of it like that.
Hey, Mark, you got a red shirt on? What are you drinking on? Some of that red berry Ciroc.
Yes.
No, but it's typically the three. It's typically either Bud Light, Ciroc, or Hennessy.
So for me, when I do drink, I drink.
Hold on. I know this one. Amaretto sour.
Yep. DiSorono Amaretto sour.
Okay.
Or just plain DiSorono. Yeah, so that's my drink of choice.
Because when we was at the, I was introduced to that shit at the motherfucking Plex, to be honest with you.
With DiSorono sour?
Yeah, the Amaretto. Yeah, with the Amaretto. I was like,
yep. Amaretto. That's
yeah, Amaretto sour.
My
yeah.
Yep. Drink of choice. And remember when we went to the casino?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I had them, but here, you know the funny thing about the casino is, they give you amaretto that tastes like Kool-Aid because it's so fucking watered down. You really can't enjoy it.
Watered down like a motherfucker, bro. Oh my lord.
Because they want you to drink a lot of them.
Yeah.
But they're free.
That's why.
Listeners, free. Y'all take y'all ass to the goddamn Westgate when y'all go to Vegas. And get on that Big Bang Theory, Paul.
Listen, I came to Vegas with $500, and I ended up leaving with almost $2,300.
You did better than me, nigga.
Yeah, I left. I went up five when I left.
Word. So
crap state what happened. Fucked up.
The next question makes me laugh. I'm gonna let y'all answer, and they said for me not to answer, but I'm gonna answer anyway. It says, Digga, you seem to bump heads with everybody on the pod. The question is, how do y'all deal with Digga and the ego? Digga, don't answer.
I don't know that Digga has an ego. Digga, you got an ego?
I'll answer in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is, y'all. You listen to the shit. Digga is Digga. All right. We joke on Digga all the time. Digga be joking on us and shit like that. It's a cohesive type thing.
That's true.
Shit. We don't bump heads. Pause. Extra pause. Double, just triple pause, though.
No,
I didn't know that we ever bumped heads on the show, to be honest with you.
That's because, well, I'll answer in a minute.
I would agree. I don't remember any moments where we bumped heads at all. This is for you, Digga.
Oh my god.
I got a big ego.
Alright,
oh my god.
You gotta watch how you play that.
That's Beyonce. I mean, I'm gonna get broke. I don't think you have an ego at all. I think that sometimes people misunderstand because they don't know or they're fishing for stuff. Like, right. Sometimes the way that you react and the way that you act and how you are. And like, but anybody who knows you know who you are. Like, and also whoever asked this question, before I let Digger answer, if you also know the folks on the show, you should also know who we are. And and you know that we're very, very honest and open with each other. So, Absolutely. Like, there's very rare moments where we bump heads without checking each other. You know what I mean? So, like, I personally don't see it or feel it. But, I mean, if the person who's asking is asking, there you go.
I never had a thing. The only thing I could say is, if they talk about his ego, is when, like, just say moving along, or next question. But...
Yeah, but that's just to kind of keep the show
moving. Yeah, that don't got nothing to do with no ego.
I was actually going to cover that also. So, my thing is, when I do say moving on or going on or next question and so on, I try to keep the show at a moderate time where you guys will be enticed to listen. I know you guys will be more willing to listen to a show that's 58 minutes as opposed to a show that's an hour and 40 minutes. Not saying that we don't put out good content either or, but sometimes you guys got to realize I am a facilitator by nature. My job is in facilitation. So when I do say moving on, going on, to knock anybody or shorting anybody's answers, it's because, you know, we got to move the show on. As far as
me... Oh, so it is your ego then.
You said what?
I say, so it is his ego then.
Wow, stop it. No, but as far as me having an ego, I don't think so. Because I'll say this isn't my podcast. This is everybody's podcast. Like, it's not Digga doing this, Digga running the show. Yeah, I may edit the show, this, that, and the third, but as far as everything else, it's not about me. Most of the time, Red has say in the show. Gunner has say in the show. I don't have an ego. And I know you didn't want me to answer your question, but fuck you.
You just pick bad guests sometimes.
I do pick.
Hey, yo. Hey, just hey, hold on. I just gotta ask. You don't know me.
Y'all don't know.
You know what's funny about that?
What's up?
I did the hand motion when I did that shit.
you don't know us?
Really quick, Digga, on that last one. And I just gotta ask before we move on. Was that a guy or a girl to ask that question?
I was gonna ask the same thing.
It was a male.
I could see that.
Moving on.
Yeah, I could see that.
Red said moving on this time, so it's not my ego, motherfucker.
Next question.
And you know what? Sometimes moving you really on. Don't care if you
moving on.
That's too good, Digga. Moving on, though. Growing up, what was your favorite sitcom?
Damn. Can we do this in decades?
I grew up in the 80s. Let me see. Well, everybody grew up in the 80s.
Well, we kind of grew up in the 90s for real. We was like very small in the 80s.
That's right. You're right. Let me see.
In the 80s, we was only really watching. We didn't really have a choice with the watch in the 80s.
I'm going to say we were watching what our parents were watching.
Exactly. When the TV, shit is either goddamn Days of Our Lives or motherfucking Young and the Restless. One of them
two. Highway to Heaven.
That's what I'm going to say. Can you turn from a leap and Highway to Heaven?
Quantum Leap, nigga.
But,
remember that time he jumped into fuck. What's the politically correct term for retard?
Mentally handicapped.
Yeah. Damn. He jumped into one of those, and then one time he jumped into a black dude's body.
Word. It's like, yo, Quantum Leap was a show.
They're about to kill this nigga.
Yo, I think y'all already know my answer. If Red and Tito of the Night,
it's either goddamn Wonder Years or no, I can't even say Wonder Years. No, actually, it is
because the Wonder Years wasn't a comedy. Sitcom means sit down comedy.
It Wonder Years was like a family drama comedy kind of.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it.
But all right, I'm gonna stay with the comedy thing. Okay, just like Family Matters. That shit was a drama comedy. Hey.
All right. So your answer is Family Matters. Gunna.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, Wonder Years was primetime drama though.
Okay.
Damn, what was my favorite? Fuck. Favorite sitcom? That's what they said. Sitcom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh man. That's. I mean. I'm trying to think what kind of like sitcom that I could just watch and watch and watch and watch. I mean, Family Matters might be up there.
All right.
And damn, it's something else. I just can't think of it.
Who's the boss?
That was early. Oh my God, that was my first crush, Alyssa Milano.
Boy,
where? Yeah, I would say like, you know, Family Matters, Cosby Show, up like something like that.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say one. I'm just gonna say a lineup that Thursday night UPN lineup. Was it Thursday night?
Yeah, it was Thursday.
So Thursday night UPN lineup, and the only reason why is because every Thursday, it would be me, Digga, and then my sister that come in the room, and we would just sit there and watch all four shows.
Well, you talking about UPN or WB?
Well, UPN. It was UPN first.
It was UPN.
WB.
You talking about Wayne's Brothers, Jamie Foxx, all that was WB.
No, it was UPN first, and then it got to the WB when the Hughleys came over.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
How much y'all want to put on that?
On the show bet. Because it was UPN in the '90s, and then like when they hit the 2000s, when they started doing it, then it turned into the WB.
No, it was the WB, and then UPN was a separate channel. Then they merged and made the CW.
You know what? I think Gunner might be right.
But it was on gentlemen. But it was on, but those shows came on UPN.
What?
Jamie Foxx and them. It came on. Yeah,
that was WB. It was Jamie Foxx. It was Jamie Foxx, Wayne's Brothers, and something else. And then UPN was Moesha and the Parkers.
Yeah, and Steve Harvey Show was on that also.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the three. Hold on. Yeah, I'm looking at a promo right now from 1996. And it says the Jamie Foxx Show promo weeknights 7:30 on UPN.
Really?
I just Googled
it. Yeah, actually I'm looking at it right now. It says the original network was the WB, then it merged over to UPN.
See?
Yeah, so you were right.
The original network was the WB.
Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to UBN right now. You Black Niggas Network. Holy shit.
No,
but that's that.
Now we're going to get through that over.
No. That would be my choice because it was Wayne's Brother, Jamie Foxx, and then they had that one show with that white girl with the big titties.
Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah, and there was one other show that was in there. Oh, The Parenthood.
Yeah. So, that didn't come on Thursday, though, did it?
I don't think it was Thursday.
I think that came on Tuesday.
I thought it was Tuesday, too. It's either Tuesday or Thursday, one of those 2 days.
Yeah. All right, so my answer, I think Red and Two Guns should know my answer. Growing up, my favorite sitcom, believe it or not, was The Golden Girls.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't realize how hilarious that show is until you got to your teenage years and your adult years. Like, that's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, next question reads, What are your signs? Two Gun is definitely a Leo.
Aquarius.
Two Gun is definitely a Virgo.
Gotcha. Red, it's your turn.
Mine. I'm a Gemini.
It's like Red's controller died. Red's controller died in the middle of the game.
That nigga player was like glitching in the middle of the court.
So I'm a Taurus. So
you remember how Mario used to get stuck on the pipe? That's how he was this time. What is Aquarius? What are you?
I was researching something, and Gunner is actually correct because it was UPS.
That's what I said. That shit. I fucking.
He had to make sure.
No, it was UPN, but it was WGN is what it says, but then it got moved to the WB. So yeah, so it was actually the WB, and then
like, yeah, because it wasn't a network yet. It used to just come on WGN. That's when the frog used to be dancing.
Yeah, so Gunner is actually right.
The next question
was, you know what it was? I don't know if y'all remember this. It used to be something on Saturday called Action Pack.
Yes, I remember that.
It was like a form of Action Pack. It was a channel inside a channel. Okay. Like Action Pack was Universal, and then WB was Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm, and they just played however they were syndicated.
My apologies. Go ahead, Digga. I'm sorry.
So the next question, I'm just going to breeze through. It said, I asked a question last week that didn't get answered. What gives?
What was the question?
I'm sorry, Digga. I wanted to answer the question for you. Not for you, but just.
Go ahead.
If you asked the question last week and we didn't get to it, why didn't you just ask the question right after you said, hey, I asked the question last week. Here is what it was with your dumb ass, okay?
What was the question?
What you need to do is get some shit.
All right, so let me elaborate on this. When you ask a question that does not get answered on the show, either we've answered it within the past 3 months or your question just didn't make the cut.
It wasn't a question we skipped about what do you lust for in a relationship or some crazy shit, was it?
No, it was a question I was asked almost 2 weeks prior. But here's the thing, though. What you failed to realize before you asked this question is I went in your inbox and said why I wasn't answering the question. So if you didn't check your inbox to read why I didn't answer the question, then that's on you.
Let everybody know the question said that I'll ask it again next week.
I don't remember what the question was, but I remember that the question was answered already. So
I'm sorry.
Moving on.
Holy shit.
Have y'all ever been knowingly the side dude?
Yep. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yes, sir. I've knowingly known that shit. Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that the best way?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, yeah.
I get all the coochie without the bills?
Oh, Lord,
definitely.
Jesus.
Back in the day before I got my shit together, you know. Huh. Knowingly decide, dude. Oh, man. My answer is yeah. I used to pull up to this. I used to work with both of them, too. the chick and then her boyfriend worked with us, and I remember like one like I because I had a moment where I felt bad, but I remember one afternoon she was like, "Were you coming over after work?" Because her boyfriend came to do the closing shift, and we both did the morning shift, and I was like, "I'll stop by." And as I'm walking out the door, she's like, "Hold on, I gotta go tell him bye." And I was like, "Damn, I'm a dirty nigga." And then I used to park my car in her.
Blew her back out.
And I used to park my car in her garage because I was like, if this motherfucker comes off of work, like on his lunch break, like so I used to park my car in her garage. I was an ancient nigga.
Don't nobody suck dick like a bitch with a boyfriend.
Oh, man. And Digga was there the night that everybody found out I was messing with this girl, too.
That's facts.
Digga's first question was, yo, ain't she dating so and so? And I was like,
No, see, let me give an abridged version of this story, okay? So this girl had us follow her, you know, to her house, whatever, we're not, right?
Yeah, so it was like a little after party. We went to the bar and it was like some after party at her.
Yeah, so we got stuck behind the red light, so she went ahead and everything, right? So we're all talking and everything, and you know, Rez driving out of nowhere. Our homeboy Rich was just like, yo, let me stop conversation. Red, how you know where this bitch lives? and that's how it happened. That's how it happened.
So. Shout out to Rich, man. God.
Oh, have I ever been knowingly the side dude? No, I have not.
Yeah.
I was about to go on to the next question without answering. No, I have not.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't believe you. Now, the next question is one of my favorite questions asked tonight. What was your favorite Nickelodeon show as a kid? And the same person who asked about the sitcom asked this question.
We talking about a original Nickelodeon show or like a rerun?
Whatever. Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon show. Oh, man. It had to be in the.
Fuck, nigga. It's three of them.
Damn.
But my number one was Cat Dog.
Huh? Was what?
Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. Nickelodeon show.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm like, okay. I didn't expect that answer.
What was you thinking?
No. You said you got three. You got two more to name.
Oh, well, Rugrats and Doug.
Okay.
There you go.
I think Doug suffered from depression.
No,
when you rewatch the just rewatch the shows, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nah, you know what Doug suffered from? Doug suffered from boob love, but he didn't know how to jack off. Paul.
What?
All right.
I said, Doug suffered.
Favorite Nickelodeon show? Damn, it had to be like I said, I don't know if it was an original show, but like David the Gnome or some shit like that. Like one of those morning cartoons.
That's
like
shit. Yeah.
But I don't think those were like original Nickelodeon shows.
Happy home.
If we talk about like original Nickelodeon show, I would say, damn. Give me something. Like all that,
man. All that. Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, that type of shit.
Crazy kid.
Yeah, there we go. Guts. There we go.
Do you know I wanted to be on Guts and Legend of the Hidden Temple so bad?
What was the game with the black dude who had the little funny
arcade?
Arcade.
And then you always used to say, these kids here are dumb as shit because they don't know video games. Oh, I'm motherfucking you sing all his fucking dialogue.
Oh, don't forget about Double Dare. Don't forget about Double Dare.
Yes, sir. What was the other one? What would you do or some shit like that?
Yeah, what would you do with Mark Summers?
Oh, how about the old classic? You can't do that on television.
Yo, yeah,
that was like Saturday Night Live for kids.
You know what used to piss me off about Guts and Legend of the Hidden Temple?
What?
It's like they went to the neighborhood and found the least athletic kids.
You already know what it was. Most of the contestants on the show were white. They were a little malnourished.
Yo, because they have kids,
bro.
I used to be like, yo, come on, dog.
Hey, you remember when they did Global Guts and they just found out that kids across seas were built different?
Yeah. All the way. All the way different.
Yo, them German kids used to whip our ass.
What?
But hey, they did that Global Guts shit, man. That's why fucking Luka Doncic is in the NBA right now.
I used to watch Global Guts, and I used to watch Global Guts, and I'm like, I'm tired of Lars winning.
For real, I'm like, God damn. These Americans getting fucked up.
Them niggas can't do like Ivan Drago and shit. Like, I am a real champion. I defeat all American champions.
I was about to say that. I was about to say, when they used to have them people speech at the end, they just say shit like, I'm just happy to be here. Like, get your ass off stage.
What was another Nickelodeon show that was real, though? Clarissa Explains It All was a real show.
Clarissa Explains It All. Alan, listen, I'm just going to say my answer. I can't pick one because I used to watch the Nickelodeon. All of them, because I used to watch it at different times of the day. You knew not to watch it on weekday mornings unless you were sick at home watching David and Gnome. But like Saturday afternoons, like and Sunday after, like I watched pretty damn near everything on Nickelodeon.
Maya the Bee, Mapletown Bears,
Wienerville, Paul.
Wow.
That actually was gonna be my answer, Wienerville.
Paul. Yeah, I couldn't remember whether that was on MTV or Nickelodeon, though.
No, it was
It was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Because remember, they used to have the old Chipmunks episode.
Yep.
Yeah. They had Six Sigley.
Hey, was Sabrina on Nickelodeon or ABC?
No, that was TGIF.
Oh,
TGIF.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And see, when I say Nickelodeon, too, remember Nickelodeon was the original TV land, so we used to watch all the 70s, 60s, and 50s shows.
Yeah. Right, because
it was
at 8 o'clock. Mork and Mindy used to come on. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
What's the other shit? That Monkees. What else came on there? A lot of shit. Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, all that type of shit.
Definitely remember Green Acres. I love Lucy.
Been kind of slow at the junction.
Hey, shout out to Cousin Skeeter.
Oh, my cousin Skeeter.
My brother and me. We forgot about my brother and me.
And that nigga Duncan now.
You said what?
At the end, that nigga Duncan now.
Duncan.
Do you know he still lives in Charlotte?
He's a Charlotte Duggan. The other brother grew up and become some kind of lawyer.
Like,
or some
shit. No, he's like a computer tech person.
And we all know what Amanda doing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Nickelodeon for trying to be diverse. They was like, yo, these nigga shows ain't working, so we're gonna go ahead and get this Amanda Wu show off the ground. Show the agents some love.
Who's the one show? The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Yeah, Alex Mack, yeah.
Jet Jackson.
Alex Mack.
Jet Jackson was Disney. And then that
nigga.
Can I tell my only gripe about Alex Mack?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Why'd you have a black kid on the show who didn't have a proper lineup?
Yeah. What black person had a proper lineup on TV in the 90s? Name one.
Yeah, name one. We had a proper lineup.
Besides Waldo, Faldo.
I was it Eddie Winslow?
Eddie Winslow shit didn't get proper until he got that S curl. Don't forget. That shit didn't get proper until he turned about 18. Don't forget.
Okay. All right. So what about Mark Curry?
Mark Curry, his shit wasn't that sharp. He just had a haircut.
He had the little fade.
Yeah. That man wasn't lined up to like you know what I mean?
Gotcha. All right, so next question is,
I think Martin might have had like the sharpest lineup and his shit was fucked up in the first season.
Oh my god. Next question, or moving on without an ego.
Man.
Damn.
How's y'all's mental health lately?
It's good. It's good, not great, because, you know, I got a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? About to go on a cruise next weekend and shit like that. Nigga, you need to stop. You need to get over your fear of being on boats, motherfucker.
Pop. Nope.
I'm just saying. I'm going on a cruise next weekend, and then later on in this month, I'm moving to New Mexico and shit like that. So, I mean, you're moving good, to New Mexico? But not, you know, excellent. So, I mean, I'm all right. I'm chilling. I got a house. No, not a house. I got an apartment.
motherfucking electricity is working, water is good, their bills are paid, I'm good. I'm good.
I was going to say something that Pimp C said, but I didn't want to offend you.
Say it.
An apartment ain't no house, and a Chrysler 300 ain't no Bentley, nigga.
You know what?
And you got both?
Damn.
Damn.
And you got both?
Punch, pause. Holy shit.
I'm going to find that video and I'm going to send it to you.
Wow.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Wow.
Pimp C really said, an apartment ain't no house and a Chrysler 300 ain't no Bentley, nigga.
And you know what? And syrup is no drink.
Wow. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
I'm fine.
Gonna go to how's your mental health lately?
My mental health is, you know, you ever notice how the soy sauce pack is always better when it got a little artwork on it? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, when it's just that clear pack with the little white artwork, it's you know, that make the food taste better. Man, that's my mental health is that right now.
Word.
I need to look for that shit. I swear to God.
Got the little bitch playing the flute with the you know what I mean, with the big crane next to her and shit. Oh,
were you talking about the Pimp C shit, Mikey?
Yeah. No.
I'm about to say, I'll find it for you.
You know about the voice that.
Red?
I think my mental health is all right. The one thing, and this goes for everybody, it's always good to check on like your personal mental health and take some time to get yourself right. But also make sure you're looking out for the things that may deter your mental health, and just you know, flush it out, get it from around you, just to make sure you can maintain your mental health. Overall, I've been doing those things, so I've been good.
All right, so how's my mental health? I'm still alive.
Hey.
So we're good. All right, cool. So the next question is, how long should a break last?
As long as you let it.
How long should it last?
Yeah, how long should it last? As long as you let it fuck you up. Yeah.
There you go.
With heartbreak, man, Like I say this a lot to most folks. They don't listen, but they need to understand. Just like with this question, you forgive the person not for them, but for you, so you can get over that shit and press the fuck on. All right, God damn, it shouldn't last too long. I give you about a week, 2 weeks for heartbreak to motherfucking fuck you up, and then you gotta press on. That's it. Let it go.
All right, I think it's time to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they didn't stop making females when they made yours. They didn't stop making males when they made yours. And if you want to spice it up, now they got motherfuckers that's both. So get out there and hit the scene. Hit the scene.
Oh,
all right.
That's a great answer. A heartbreak lasts as long as you it lasts. why can't I talk? as long as you filter into it, you know what I mean. So like if you're still going to dwell and not make your not go out there to gun and Yoga's point. To make yourself kind of get over it, and you're just going to sit there and dwell on it and stuff like that. That's on you. You control how long it lasts based off of when you're ready to man up, woman up, and move on and start focusing on yourself and something different. So there's no timeline there. It's all about the timeline of you trying to get yourself right.
How do you mend a broken heart?
Yo, man, I'm about to take my shirt off in the club and swing it like a helicopter.
Like an
808s and heartbreaks in this game.
Everybody need their little sad play. Let's play that shit for a week and then go back to regular schedule program.
I was about to say something similar. I was about to say, make you a sad music playlist. Play it for about 3 days and get off your ass and go back to work.
And don't drive near cliffs. Don't drive near cliffs or bridges. Avoid all cliffs and bridges if you can.
Especially with your homeboys.
So the next one's kind of long, okay?
Yo!
Pause. I'm sorry. So the next one reads, my baby daddy pays all the bills in the house, but I'm not happy. I recently started seeing another guy who promises me the world. Yeah, he moved here for me and has no other family here but our son and I. What should I do?
That's a foul bit.
Would say in the famous words of Mikey. No, not any famous words. It's just Mikey. Bitch, you stupid. I'm sorry to say, but no disrespect whatsoever, but bitch, you stupid. You stupid as hell. You got this 80% sitting at your motherfucking house. Anybody in motherfucking life where they looking for love or whatever is only going to get 80% of everything. You ain't going to get 100%, but you're going to get 80%. But you out here looking for, you out here trying to get this 20 that ain't going to do half the shit your baby daddy is doing for you right now. So what you need to do is get your shit together. Drop that motherfucking 20 and stay with that 80. Because you fuck around and go ahead and leave that goddamn 80 and get that 20. You be like, shit, I done fucked up, man. This thing ain't paying for my bills or anything like that and this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, girl, stop what you doing. Please. I can't stand motherfucking females be out here, goddamn, oh, he's doing a little bit more for me than this motherfucker is, but he's paying my bills and shit like that. But this other one, he gives me good dick. Dick ain't everything, bitch. If you got your bills paid and everything is taken care of, you taken care of, the child is taken care of, make that a motherfucking happy home. Get your shit together.
Fuck all that, Mikey. Fuck all that. Listen, let that baby daddy find somebody who appreciate him, and you go gamble with the next nigga so he could throw you to the street. That's what it is.
And you're right too, Dick. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right too, Two Gun. You're right. Because you right now you ain't a you are just a ain't shit motherfucker. That's what you is.
If he's paying all the bills, he's obviously a hardworking man. Well, he don't give you enough time because he's working to pay bills. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, golly.
Listen, I'm just gonna say it up like this because it's all in the words that she said. You are trying to trade something that's guaranteed for something that is
a gamble.
A gamble or a promise. First and foremost, I guarantee one or two things. The guy that's promised you all this stuff, you probably didn't fuck him yet. Because once you fuck him, he's going to be like, yeah, I got to go. Yeah. And if you did fuck him, it's probably not frequent enough for him to make these decisions, because you know, like I said, it's all a promise. But when shit starts getting real, and you sitting there left with the baby and nothing, then that's on you. But at the end of the day, well, my suggestion is, since you already are talking and fucking with the other guy, you need to be honest with your man, mm-hmm. so that don't be honest with your man for you. Be honest with your man to give him the benefit of doubt so he can make his next move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you owe him that because he's done everything for you. But you got to be honest with him for he can make the next move. You run your gamble. And like Gunner said, let this guy go find somebody who will actually appreciate what the fuck he's doing.
And then when the new guy puts you, fuck you over, you're going to be like, I'm feeling sick and tired of your broken promises, promises.
Nigga.
So I don't understand why women drop dimes for 10 pennies. I never did this process. Never got it. The moment you put down that dime, some other female is going to pick it up. Now you're stuck with these 10 nothing niggas. Like, I don't get it. You got a guy that's paying all the bills, but you're not happy. Why aren't you happy? Think about it. Exactly. I'd be happy as shit if I had somebody say, yo, look, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of our child. And you ain't got shit to worry about. I'm going to go out, make the bills, this, that, and the third, so on and so on. Women are so fucking funny. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I never get this theory or ideology. So yeah, you got somebody else that you said promises you the world when you already have the world. So what happens when you go from your world to this guy who quote-unquote promises you? Because, like I said, he hasn't guaranteed nothing. I think you're just love-struck with this new guy. I don't know why I'm getting so passionate about this, but it pisses me off.
Yeah, that's because like
of his home.
It sounded like he was at a therapist's couch just now.
Because it hits home, dude. Yeah. It hits home.
And this is why they turn into cat parents.
Jesus. We are giving you the real. We're not being, I mean.
I'm not sugarcoating shit.
I mean, we being sort of kind of no. We're not being disrespectful. Maybe
but
about
there's nothing to sugarcoat in this situation. You said that at the beginning.
Exactly.
You started this shit off with my baby daddy pays all the bills in the house, but I'm not happy. That's on you.
There it is.
That's on you.
Yeah. So what? This nigga got a wooden foot.
You know what it is too. A lot of people don't know how to find happiness within themselves. They always look for happiness in somebody else. And that never works.
You got the best kickball motherfucker on your team. Shit together.
Like Jesus Christ. Like, I'm sorry. Get it together.
That is some extremely selfish stuff. And I don't like to call people selfish.
And then on top of that. She said, my baby daddy moved here for me and has no family out here but my son and I guess me. Are you fucking serious, bitch?
Yeah, you know,
this man uprooted himself and went to where you're at? Fuck out of here.
Hey, you know what's funny about that, nigga? When I was reading this question, you know, I had to ask that question. Hey, yo, did you ask this shit?
Wow.
I had to look at my lady and be like, yo, did you ask this question? Yeah.
It wasn't her.
This shit sounds very familiar.
It wasn't her.
I would say it's sort of kind of your fault because you let that motherfucker move down there. It's not like he just moved down there and forced himself in the motherfucker.
What if when he moved, she and him were like so in love, and then on top of that, she realizes, damn, this nigga works all the time and doesn't have time to spend with me or is too tired to go out, so on and so on. Bitch, this is your fault.
Thank you.
It is. I mean, and what if, even worse situation, what if he moved because you were like, well, I'm not staying here around your mama. I want to raise my kids around my family. And he was like, you know what? I want the best for my kid. I want the best for you. I'm going to make that sacrifice. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I wonder what state they live in.
You do what's best for the motherfucking kid. I have no idea what you do what's best for the little one, all right? Bring him up like he should be. Don't be fucking just trying to think of your goddamn self. You can't think of yourself all the goddamn time. You got a little one right there.
Yeah. That's true.
The fuck?
And then you're going to take him away from his daddy who's doing everything for y'all for a fucking promise?
Look here, y'all might make me toss a goddamn table in this bitch, all right? I can't afford to break nothing in my house now. Come on.
Like, no.
You ain't got no house. Ain't no house. The 300 ain't no bitch. Who's really gonna give the world to a cheating ass bitch?
Right. And here's the thing about it. I wonder if the other guy knows about the actual boyfriend. Baby daddy. Like, is he a baby daddy? Is he a boyfriend? Like, what the fuck is he?
I would say, fuck that bitch and fuck that nigga. Nigga, you ain't shit. God damn it. Your ego. Fuck you, man.
Oh, yeah, my ego. I forgot this.
Hey. But you're making a good point, nigga. Because if the other nigga doesn't know, and then you're like, all right, babe, I'm free. I'm good. Or whatever. And then he finds out, that motherfucker, all them promises that he made, he's gonna like cut that shit the fuck off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. Anyways, I really hate to stay on this question as long as we have, but that pisses me off.
My last point to this is, if he does know about the other guy, he may just like the situation because it's the other guy she's cheating on. Yeah, like, cause you give her back, and now when it starts becoming like, oh shit, this shit's for real, that motherfucker's gonna be fucking gone.
Like I said before, the side dude get all the benefits, but don't gotta pay no bills.
Word. So the next question I know is gonna be up Red's alley.
Yeah.
It says, what's the best way to go on a date for $30 or less?
See.
Well, in my opinion, get you some motherfucking Wingstop and turn on some Netflix, put on a candle, and hold on, champagne costs about $15.
So, ain't gonna be no liquor and weed at that motherfucker.
25. You stupid. Fuck that. I'm getting some Wingstop. We're gonna sit here and eat some wings, watch some goddamn Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, whatever. Funimation, shit. We watching Dragon Ball Z, bitch. I don't give a fuck. We'll be chilling.
I think you gotta calculate the monthly subscription pricing.
Yeah, but if you prorate that for 30 days, it's only gonna be like 50 cents.
That's a good point.
Go ahead, do good.
Gunner, on you. I would say it depends on where you live geographically. You know, if you're on the coast, you could do a little beach situation. You live up north, you could do beach situation, or you could do a park.
Right. Get you some ham sandwiches and be out there on the beach and shit.
Ice cream on the boardwalk, you know, and things like that. Maybe, you know, they have free days at a museum. All you got to do is worry about a little lunch.
That's true.
You know, you can make it work.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree.
Yep, you can make it work.
Or you could take her to Applebee's and be like that Fox meme, I ate at home.
Wow. Hey, I just seen the commercial. They got 2 for $25.
Hey.
2 for $25 at Applebee's. Yeah, well, guess what? If you order a water, that covers the tip. The tax. That covers the taxes right there. I agree. I really agree with Gunner, and he actually leaned more towards the answer that I had, which is it depends on where you're at, and it's going to depend on what you do, because most folks aren't going to be like, well, just come over to the house for the first date. And if you do, that's ideal for under $30. But like, if you're out and about and you got to go somewhere to where like a coffee shop or some shit like that. I mean, not to be cliche, but somewhere that's in public, somewhere that's that has food, because you got to have some kind of food, but got to have cheap food. So like, go to like a Starbucks, maybe like a Books a Million or Barnes and Noble is one of those places.
But hold on, before you finish and all that, though, let's be real. Let's be totally 100% real.
$30?
How much going in the gas tank?
How much what?
Oh, you added a gas on that bitch.
For real, like, for real. You go to McDonald's and get two number ones and you're spending $27. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, nigga, it's just driving to a spot like to Gunner's point. If you're at a city, there's nothing wrong with just walking through the city, walking through downtown Charleston or something like that, grabbing some ice cream because it's gonna cost you $15 of gas to get down.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember that scene in Half Baked where Dave Chappelle was taking that girl on a date?
And every time he spent something, the change went down. He saw the man set up the tip cup.
Oh, yeah, geez.
Fuck that, man. You look here. You
remember Dave Chappelle went
at the motherfucking house, go down on Captain Street, and hit the hot dog man after that shit.
All right.
Remember, Dave Chappelle went on a date with $8.
Yeah, but that was also like 1993.
Yeah,
that was
like 30 years ago.
Yeah,
so $8 ain't get you out the door nowadays.
So here's my answer. Go to New Jersey, go to the $15 flop house, buy her $10 worth of weed, fuck the shit out of her.
What's a flop house?
you said what?
You said a flop house?
You don't know what a flop house is?
Is that even something that's real anymore?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, flop houses are places where you can spend like $10, sleep for about 2 hours, and they wake you up and, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you get you lay on other people's semen and bed bugs. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Like it was like the what I call the value hotels.
Yeah.
It's called flop houses.
You might just get murdered when you go to the bathroom in the hallway. That type of situation.
Because there was only one bathroom and it was in the hallway. But seriously, like Two Gun said, know your surroundings. If you know you live close to the beach, buy some beach. Well, I have beach chairs that I own. Like, if you know you're close to the beach, sit on the beach for a little bit, talk, get a hot dog or two, send her home, because you can get more, you know, more with conversation than anything.
And first off, you better discuss that you only got $30 before y'all even go on this date. You don't want to be no broke ass nigga and spend no money on an ungrateful bitch.
Facts. Yeah, I always gonna be one of those situations too. It's like, once some dollars start getting low, you gotta hit it with that. Oh man, I gotta go. Yeah, something came up. It was good talking to you though, but I'll hit you up tomorrow or some shit like that. Like you gotta play that shit off right.
That's true.
I'm sorry to divert from the actual, but Mark, your title as the white girl slayer might be taken over by these goddamn Gladness twins. You look at the group text. That's all. The group chat.
I saw that. So here's the thing.
Jesus
here's
Christ.
I'm going to say here's the thing, and this is all about social media. Them Bucktooth niggas, I'm pretty sure they're <Bucktooth niggas.
laughs> Who y'all talking about?
I'm just going to say, I'm pretty sure. Listen, I could take a picture with bitches like that all day.
Who y'all talking about?
You send me to Miami. You know, take a vacation in Miami. I'll take pictures of bitches like that all day. Hey, girl, let me get this picture. Ah, snap, snap. You know what I mean? But unless
who are y'all talking about?
Some fellas we went to school with.
Listen, they twins?
Look, yeah, they twins. They ugly as shit too. I ain't gonna lie.
Somebody send me a picture.
I know I'm hating a little bit.
I'll send them the picture.
What were their names?
Andrew, like, Dawson,
and Andrew and Andre, I think was the names.
Yep.
They were fast as shit.
Damn, I don't remember them. I have to see them.
But both of them niggas' teeth stick out further than their nose. I was like, yeah, y'all identical twins, and both of y'all got the goddamn gums and teeth like that.
That's them niggas been sucking each other's dick.
I'm sorry to interrupt the show with that nigga. It was just I had
we got one more question left, and you decided to
like I said, man, I don't believe anything on the internet. It's pictures.
This is why my ego comes out.
Oh shit.
Nah, last question reads, who you got in the NBA finals, Denver or Miami?
Miami don't have a big man that can stop motherfucking Yogi. Yeah, I call him Yogi. Jokic. Ain't nobody can stop him. Murray on point all day, every day. Unless Tyler Hero is healed up enough to come back to play, then the Nuggets.
I missed the question. I missed the whole question.
Oh, who do you got in the NBA Finals, Denver or Miami?
Oh.
I would say Nuggets taking it in five.
Listen. You got any going to answer?
Oh, the white man that owns the teams?
This motherfucker.
That's the real winner.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it like this. In all honesty, I don't really care about either team. But at the end of the day, like, everybody doubted Miami, and you see what the fuck they did. Yep. They're doubting them now. They may do the same fucking thing, but at the end of the day, I don't.
Nah, there should be no way that you are up 3-0 and let them come back three games so you can win a game. I'm 7. Fuck out of here.
Listen, I don't know. Y'all can bet against Jimmy Butler if y'all want to. Joker, I would like to see Miami win because I think that the coach of Denver is a dick. Paul. And
I would wait.
I don't know. Yeah, thank you. I don't really care either way. Whoever has the best betting odds that I can win some money off of. How about that?
All right, I'm gonna say it, Denver and 4.
Where are they playing on? What, like, where are they starting to play at?
It's two games at Denver, two games at Miami, one game at Denver.
See, those two games at Denver might be, you know what I'm saying? Denver got that different altitude and all that shit.
Yep.
Denver and 4.
And you got Denver in the sweep. All right.
Denver and 4.
Got the broom out there.
Hey, but yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Digga Jones with the ego. Digga Jones with the ego. And I want to thank, of course, my correspondents, Yoga, Red, Gunner. Y'all make the show what it is. Closing statements.
That's where the ego comes in. He calls us his correspondents.
Wow. You know, damn, I thought we was friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, a family. Correspondents.
Like, we're roving reporters. Wow. Reporting live from down the street at the methadone clinic, we have...
I'm David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations.
Well, look at him.
Hey, coming to see me. Coming to see you, Otis.
What?
Oh, God.
Anything you say, Otis?
Oh, sir. Is it order of appearance?
Yeah.
Yes. Your ego. Anyway, I wanted to play this song real quick before I give my closing statements. And y'all should know this song here. Sometime today. Give it time. If you don't know it now, I'm punching your throat.
Is it my Corolla?
Come on. Mm-mm. Get it now. Give it time. You got it. Y'all should be shrugging your shoulders right now.
Oh. What the hell is that?
Tina Turner.
Oh.
Come on now.
Rest in peace, Tina.
Ooh, hold up, bud. One time.
Rest in peace, Tina Turner.
Hey, shout out. Great, Ike. Not Ike. Jesus Christ. Ike is waiting Ike? For her ass up there. Tina Turner.
Shout out Ike?
Hey, real quick.
We love you, baby. We love you. Go ahead.
And I may sound like an idiot for asking this, but is Ike Turner dead too?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, boy. What in the hell?
I had no idea.
Like, I think Ike died in like 08.
This nigga been dead.
Damn.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He was waiting for that bitch.
You just so disrespected.
Damn, my bad.
Y'all heard Judge Joe Brown say that Tina Turner was a pimp and she used to beat bitches?
No.
Where? He said that. I swear. I didn't make that shit up.
Now I got his voice stuck in my head and shit. Goddamn, the way he talking, just, all right now. You know, Tina Turner used to punch bitches in the face.
Tina Turner was humble and slapped the fire out of a bitch.
All of them was crackheads. Okay, every single one of them. But no, man. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me on the show tonight, man. Like, I know latest edition, but hey, I'm always here to turn up.
So y'all keep it straight. Y'all motherfuckers keep it real. And rest in peace, Tina Turner. Love you, baby. God don't make no mistakes.
Hey. You know, thanks for the listeners. Thanks for the questions. I keep my shit short and sweet.
Hey, yo.
Bird.
Oh, word. Red.
Nah, thanks for the question today. Thanks for the Gunner. Thanks for Yoga Digger. Thank you. Good hey. Show. Like I always say after every show, man, y'all keep an eye out and look out for one another. There's a lot of crazy shit that's still happening in this world. And it seems like the summer's going to get a little crazier with all the stuff going on and people just doing some wild stuff, man. Y'all just got to love one another and watch out for each other. Mm-hmm. And for that chick who have her baby daddy paying her bills and she wants to go with some other promises these niggas are making her or whatever the hell, like, in all seriousness, I need you to really, really reevaluate, like, that whole situation. Reevaluate what we said. You don't have to take our advice. But reevaluate what we said, reevaluate that situation, and understand why asking that question to four black men on the show who had to, I'm saying, who on the show who had to struggle to get to where they are and just going up against what men face all the fucking time. Yeah. This is the reason why we get so heated and in these positions. So really think about that shit.
Did you think we were side with you, bitch?
So monk ass.
So Michael Jackson pondered a question that I want to ask you guys, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I ain't got no ego. I'm not tripping. Why you want to trip on me? I didn't do that. Anywho, thank you. I don't even want to call y'all correspondents no more because you're going to call me out on this shit. Thank you to my co-host.
You are co-host, right? Because it's your show, right?
Oh, God, it's our show.
Everything will get dissected from now on.
They're coming to see me. I'm the one selling the records.
They're coming to see the bank.
Are they coming to see you, group. Otis?
Oh man, what was David's assistant's name?
Flem.
Flem. There. Word, but thank you guys. I always say if you know anybody going through a bad time, it takes 3 seconds to ask, are you good? Whether it's call or text, those 3 seconds can go a long way. Again, thank you for the questions. Thank you for the questions that aren't mid today. Thank you for Yoga for coming in, you know, in the 11th hour in the stretch.
Hey, yo.
Other than that, God bless and good night.
Peace.
Holla.